Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Today on Edgewise, our guest is Dr. Betsy Krueger. She owns Strategic Power Marketing Consultancy, committed to empowering world prosperity one business at a time. She's author of the book, Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule. Welcome to Edgewise, Betsy.
I'm pleased to be speaking with you.
Okay, let's start with a high-level topic. What is the 80-20 rule?
It's actually a law of physics that has been ignored, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Vilfredo Pareto discovered it about the turn of the century. He researched it and proved it out with mathematics. And recently, people have discovered that any random sample comes out to be the 80-20 distribution. It's the distribution of inputs to outputs, such that the top 20% generate 80% of the result.
Hmm.
The wise business can use it for sales or quality control or time management, and it can be applied to anything in any business. So the top 20% of your customers generate 80% of your profit, and you can use that to magnify your own profits.
And how do you identify who this 20% is?
That's the main purpose of my book. It takes you through the process of distinguishing them and then targeting them with your marketing strategy. And as a result, according to the law of 80-20, you will quadruple your profit.
That's phenomenal. Where can Edgewise listeners see this concept applied?
Go to my website, segmentmarket.com, and you can see me teaching about the book on 3 videos.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but quadruple the profit?
Let's define profit. Profit from customers. Because there are other types of profit.
Right.
Of course, that's idealized. Nothing is ideal in the real world. But if you were able to convert new prospects into top customers, yes, you would be able to quadruple your profit.
All right. Can you explain this concept to us?
Let's pretend you're a store owner and you're watching customers come in a revolving door. 5 customers come in the door, and one of them is loyal and is willing to pay whatever it takes to get your product and keeps coming back. The other 4 are just brand switchers and cause you problems. So you keep one customer in your store, and you let the other 4 just revolve right out the revolving door.
Okay. And what are the key factors that you're looking for?
One is loyalty, and the other one is quantity purchased. When you multiply that, that is my definition of profit from customers.
Can you target the marketplace so you get more of those than any other kinds of customers?
Let's go back to our store image. You find out exactly what products and services that one customer that is so loyal and buys so much from you wants, and what pricing is appropriate for that brand image, and keep him so happy with all of your services and quality or whatever he's wanting, that he will refer his friends to you and they too will become top customers.
Right.
When you have replaced those 4 customers who revolved out of your door with new ones that are also top customers, yes, you will get 4 times more profit.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So figure out where your specialty is. Why do these top customers want to come to your brand? As a result, you strengthen your brand, get a very consistent, focused brand image, know exactly what you offer and to whom. And when you do that, you have a niche marketing strategy, the top market strategy, and you will attract more, just like your top customers, and that's how your profits magnify.
In your book, you give the story of an insurance company that personally services the top 20% of its customers.
Yes. That's Trust Point Insurance in Bristol, Virginia. Robert Iacco, who is president, discovered when he was at Brown & Brown that the top 20% of customers generated 80% of the profits. He was there for a long time and consistently year after year. It was true.
Right.
He discovered the same was true also with his own insurance firms. He acquired and partnered with several.
Mm-hmm.
Both insurance companies, the enormous one, Brown & Brown, and his own conglomerate, automate all services to the bottom 80% of the customers and personally service the top 20% of the customers. as a result, they have spare time to go after new customers that are just like their top customers. So all the salespeople can quadruple their commissions, the profit quadruples, and the top customers are absolutely delighted with the product. And if the ones that you automate services to go off to a competitor, so be it.
Right.
They've just been causing you problems. So why fuss with them?
Of course. Now, do you have another example?
Yes. Let me talk to you about a very wealthy CPA firm.
Go ahead.
They used to use the 80-20 rule. They identified who their top customers were and prospected for more just like them. Now with the economy declining, they got desperate and they want to keep all their customers. What they're doing really is keeping problems. These bottom 80% of their customers take all their time and they're all focused. They should just be prospecting for more, like their top 20%, and then their profits will return.
So you could make a serious mistake by looking for mass rather than quality.
Absolutely. Let's take an example with Subway. I think you're all familiar with how they make the sandwiches to your own specifications. Well, if you're a franchise owner, you'll notice that the same people keep coming in time after time. They grab their lunch and leave fast.
No kidding.
And don't argue about price or quality. They're just happy to get your sandwiches.
Yeah.
They buy in quantity and they're very loyal. And you'll notice that they keep ordering the same sandwiches time after time. So what you should do to quadruple your profit is have their sandwiches already made up so they can quickly buy them and leave. And when they go back to work, their buddies will say, "How did you get lunch so fast?" And that will attract their friends to come to the Subway as well. And they can also become top customers and quickly get the sandwiches exactly the way they want it. And of course, there's going to be 80% of the customers in the back of the line waiting while all these top customers keep grabbing their sandwiches and leaving. And you don't really care because the other 80% keep switching what restaurant they go to, or they're complaining about this or that, and they're taking a lot of your time. You can get all those sandwiches prepared ahead of time, ready to shoot them out and make everybody happy that's in the top market segment.
You know, it seems that those who are waiting at the back of the line would get a message that it pays to become part of that top 20.
That's right. They can either choose to do that or find someplace else that serves them better. You see, we are taught in business schools to treat all of our customers equally. But who says you must? You should not treat customers equally because they don't treat you equally. Your top customers treat you well, and they actually bring in 16 times more profit than your bottom customers. You see, if you get 80-20 returns from your top customers, that's 4-to-1 returns. And you get 20 to 80 returns on your bottom customers, you're getting only 1/4 as much profit. You get 16 times more profit from your top customers than your bottom customers.
Right.
By prioritizing your customers and serving the best ones well, you are putting your profits first.
Right.
Another example is Harley Davidson. In 1981, they were almost bankrupt. They had a terrible brand image, the greasy Hell's Angels type of riders. They were acquired by new owners.
Right.
And they noticed there was a group of customers that kept buying Harleys, were so proud to be Harley owners and loved the classic American styling. The new owners were so taken by this market segment of loyal quantity buyers that they gave them exactly what they wanted and went to the classic styling and the customization and the hog events. The top customers were so pleased with the new image that they got their friends to be involved. So Harley Davidson is now one of the most profitable vehicle manufacturers in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Harley motorcycles are very expensive and has a back order. When people finally get their Harley, they talk to their friends about how wonderful it is to have spent that much money and waited for such a long time for their Harley.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it's an amazing company in that they really service their top customers.
So it requires a study of customer behavior.
Yes. I did 4 projects for Harley Davidson, and it all involved usage and behavior, what they were wanting, how could they make the product even better for them.
And if there's any cost associated with this, it's research-driven market strategy.
And it isn't all that hard. Let's say you're a small business and you're in touch with your customers.
Sure.
What you do is look at all your customers and think through which ones are both loyal and buying in quantity and consider them your top customers. You sort them either in your mind or in an Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
Let's visualize a pie chart with 5 sections. The top section is the top 20% of your customers. The bottom 4 sections are the bottom 80% of your customers. You look at that top section, discover what they're looking for, how you can better serve them, where are they located, what motivates them, address those particular issues, and provide the most wonderful thing for that small group of customers, and let them know that you are focused on what they want.
Right.
They are so delighted, they will get their friends to come in and also become top customers. So replace the bottom 4 sections of your pie chart with new customers that are just like the top section, so they all become top customers, and that's how you quadruple your profit.
We've been speaking to Dr. Betsy Kruger, author of the book Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule, that offers a more effective way to market, particularly at a time when companies have a different kind of customer. Betsy, thanks for being with us on Edgewise.
Thank you so much for having me on your program.
AMA training courses are now available direct to your desktop. Our virtual seminars deliver the power of AMA training without the travel, without time away from the office, but with the ability to catapult your skill set and career to new heights. For more information, visit amanet.org/virtual-seminars. We'd love to get your feedback on today's program. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.